بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الخامس عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ سيفا يوم أحد فقال: من يأخذ مني هذا؟ فبسط أيديهم كل إنسان يقول أنا. قال: فمن يأخذه بحقه؟ فأحجم القوم. فقال أبو دجان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم: أنا آخذه بحقه. فأخذ ففلح به حام المشركين. We are studying this chapter that we should hasten to do good deeds. And as we have been repeatedly mentioning, especially namaz, that when azan goes, and azan should be given in the sunnah time, not according to the Salafi time of the awwal waqt, but according to the sunnah time. And then as soon as azan is given, a person should not delay in making his namaz. Then he should hurry, and all other good deeds in our lives also, we should not delay, we should be eager to do them and do them quickly. This hadith further explains that subject. The hadith is narrated by Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam took a sword on the day of the battle of Uhud. And then he said, "Who will take the sword from me?" That is, it will be a very special sword that is given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and naturally to go and fight the kuffar, the non-believers. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Fabasatu aydihim," the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, all of them who were there stretched out their hands. Kullu insani, each one of them, and minhum yaqul, and each one said, ana, I will take it. It showed their eagerness and their, how much they want. They did not procrastinate, they did not delay, they were eager, each one of them. Then Nabi Ali Sadat Wasalam said, فَمَنْ يَأْخُذُهُ بِحَقِّهِ, that each one will take it, that's fair and good, but who will take it with its rights? That is, fulfilling the rights of it. Just like to understand that we all made namaz now, but who of us fulfilled the rights of namaz? That how namaz was supposed to be performed, who did it in that way? Many times we ask children to do something, anyone, or there are people who are eager, but to fulfill it with its rights. That is as it is supposed to be. So then when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that, فَأَحْجَمْ الْقَوْمِ, then the people thought of it. They knew reality. They were not blind in any way. They knew the right of the sword is very, very great. So they kept back that perhaps we cannot fulfill the rights of it. They did not resist or anything. They were not renegading in any way, but they understood reality that it's not easy to fulfill the rights. Then فَقَالَ أَبُو دُجَانَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُ, then Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one Sahabi whose name was Simak ibn Kharasha, he participated in the battle of Badr and Uhud, and he bravely defended Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam during the battle of Uhud. He was martyred in the battle of Yamama. Later on he was martyred. So he took the sword and he said, and he went, "Ana akhuduhu bihaqqihi," I will fulfill the right. And the Sahaba knew what it meant and what it was. فَأَخَذَهُ, then he took that sword, فَفَلَقَ بِهِ هَامُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and he went forward, and one after the others, he severed the heads of the mushrikeen. He killed one after another. As we will explain in the commentary, one Sahabi who felt disappointed that he was not given the sword. So he wanted to know that what is the special quality of Abu Dujana that he has taken it. So he followed him in that battle. And he saw that he went and how bravely he fought. He did not have any fear whatsoever. So he teaches another lesson also, that whatever we do, all our things, particularly matters of deen, fulfill them with their rights, how they are supposed to be fulfilled. If, for example, we have to ask now, who is ready to get married? Everyone will say. Even an old man who is now beyond the age of marriage, he will also be eager. But now ask who will fulfill the rights of the wife. Then we'll say that we all pull back. That to fulfill the rights of the wife, which is, that is not easy also. So in all our matters, whether it is our namaz particularly, whether we are fulfilling the rights of namaz, or have we come and we only stood in the safia, but we were not in namaz, we were everywhere else, where our thoughts were where and where, our outward postures also are not correct, and then the quantity of our namaz also we don't perform full, and the inside quality, which is the ruh, the life of namaz, that Allah make us maaf, that is almost 100% dead. There is no life in our namaz. Otherwise, one sajda, one rakat of namaz, one namaz is supposed to connect us with Allah Ta'ala. But yet we are not getting connected with Allah Ta'ala. So that is what is required. Jihad also is not just going on the battlefield and then getting jannah. There are a lot of requirements for it. That the bravery, that passion, etc., all that is required. So for that also we must make effort, and in that also we must not delay. One great means Allah has blessed us with in our times is to go out in jamaat. Jihad is far more greater, but at least in jamaat, that also we fall back so much. We are not prepared to go in jamaat. We are not prepared to give our time. And then in jamaat again, to do our time properly. It's not just a matter of giving 3 days, 40 days, 4 months, but how many of us spend our time correctly? We go in jamaat, but we are busy with the cell phone one way. We are busy with other things all the time. So to fulfill the rights of the jamaat also. Everything we should fulfill the rights. May Allah give us the proper understanding of deen, the tawfiq to make amal, and may Allah accept from us, inshallah.